Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's get on the record on the draft. So we've been kicking this around for a few weeks. There's not that many players, obviously, to choose from. So the way ESPN ranks up the players, after Dylan Harper at two, obviously Cooper Flagg at one, the rankings for ESPN, their final rankings, have Ace Bailey at three. That's the Rutgers, you know, shooting guard slash small forward. A little bit more of a small forward, 6'7" and a half, very long arms. VJ Edgecombe, who's a real true guard, shooting guard from Baylor, 6'4". They've got him fourth. ESPN's got Trey Johnson, again, another just sort of more classic shooting guard, 6'4", close to 6'5", shooting guard from Texas, fifth. And then you've got Duke, second player in the draft, you know, Con Knipple, sixth. Shooting guard, small forward type, a little bit more of a tweener. We're really choosing between those four. But also on the table for everyone here is I want the Sixers to trade for a veteran NBA player and chase a title. I don't, but you might. Spike said that yesterday. He thinks the Sixers would be best served trying to actually go for it, which I think is insane, but, you know.
Go for what, Joe?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go on the record. John Ritchie. It's a who or a what, because the what is I want them to trade for a player you don't know quite who it is, but try to get out, or it's a who. Who or what do you want them to get, John?
I want the guy who's most ready to make an impact on this team now in case Joel and Paul George decide they are playing and they are capable of holding up. I mean, I still am not convinced that Joel will be able to hold up in postseason play. But if those guys actually try, Joel and Paul George, I want a guy who's ready to play and win now.
I think it's insane. So you want
the best Con Knipple, and he'll be the three. He's the oldest. He can play now.
He is the oldest. To your point, he is the oldest of those four, and like by a year. Cooper, and that can make a difference.
I think that makes a difference. Now, I also saw him when Cooper Flagg went down the ACC tournament. He sort of took Duke on his shoulders, proved that, you know, he can do a lot. He can make a lot happen. And this is a versatile player.
Okay. I'm moving quick.
Works for us.
Devin, who do you want? What do you want? Talk to me.
So I don't think that they should trade for a veteran player, but I also understand. I mean, you look at the injuries around the East, and I mean, with Jason Tatum out,
wide open.
It's pretty
poor. Porzingis traded, by the way.
Yes.
Which makes them even worse.
So, like, that is something to keep in mind. And I was kind of just like, when Tyrese Haliburton went down, my first thought was like, I mean, A, it's awful, but B, you know, does this change the approach the Sixers should take?
You want them to go for it. You're pulling a Richie here.
The door is open. I kind of want to mix. I want the best of both worlds, which I know is like probably not possible. A player that can come in almost like Jared McCain and make a direct impact. Of course, he went out with injury, but make a direct impact. But, not necessarily, you know, like I don't expect him to come in and be an MVP, but to come in and be productive on the floor. And I think the player that's most ready to do that, who can play without trading a McCain or a Maxey, even though he is a guard, is VJ Edgecombe.
Okay. And that's the player many people think they're going to get. Seltzer, what do you got?
Take the guy with the highest ceiling. I don't care about this year. I don't expect Embiid anything from Embiid. Like, take Ace Bailey. Mm-hmm. He seems like the highest ceiling. I don't care if he wants to come here or not. Like, take Ace Bailey.
Okay. Rhea, what do you got?
Amen, James. Ace Bailey is the guy. Whether or not he went, there have been plenty of players who have not wanted to have their visits or come, you know, to places. I think this is because I don't have expectations. I don't need to drop him in right away. He's 18 years old. Everything I hear is the highest upside. My concern is them developing him.
Yep.
But Ace Bailey is the guy I want.
So I'm double amen. I'm amen to Seltzer. I'm amen to Richie. I go Ace Bailey as well, and really I echo the sentiments. I mean, to me, the higher upside is the ultimate key because I don't believe in the short term. So I'd rather get the player that's perceived to have the highest upside. I'm okay with giving him time to develop. This, for me, is not about trying to chase a title with Embiid. Sadly, I wish it was about trying to chase a title with Embiid. And, Devin, you are right to say the East is wide open. No, yeah. Halliburton, no Tatum, no Porzingis,
no Dame,
no Drew Holiday. I mean, like, it is wild. I mean, Greek Freak could get traded.
Yeah.
He could get traded to the other conference. So, mm-hmm. like, it is as wide open right now as could be. But I'm still not going to trust Embiid and Paul George to chase the title. I also think Ace Bailey's probably a better fit with Maxey and McCain. Because if you draft a true guard, you're going to have to trade one of them. I mean, you're just going to have to. Whether you do it in the next 3 months or you do it in the next year, you just cannot have all these guards. And I swat aside the concept that he rebuffed the 76ers. I'm not happy about it, but I swat it aside. I mean,
given what the Sixers have been through in the last like five seasons, maybe longer than that, don't you think that it's not worth the risk to bring in someone who doesn't want to be here and could potentially cause drama?
That's his agent's problem. From everything I've read about this kid, his teammates,
he's getting
love
bad
him.
Advice.
That's what I believe. But his coaches, reporters who've covered him, they love him. They said this kid is a great kid. He's getting terrible advice.
Well, he seems like he wants to be great too. Yeah. Like he cares about where he lands. He cares about what happens to him. Like, I don't hate that.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
His team great.
No, he didn't. I mean, they didn't even make the tournament. But all right, so look, who do you want or what do you want? You know, it can be veteran player to chase the title, which is more appealing with the East in such shambles. But with that said, I don't trust Joel. I just don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.